Back inside the Tittsburg Memorial Complex, where we are getting set for the third period of action between the Mountain View Colts and the Airdrie Tech Nation Thunder. It's the Colts holding a 3-2 edge after 40 minutes. My name is Baron Finklooster, joined ringside by Corey Nolan. Corey, it's been a great 40 minutes and should be a great finish to this hockey game.
Yeah, excited about this and want to see the Mountain View Colts flip a switch here and try and get that momentum back to start the third period. Airdrie's really taken control of this hockey game after scoring the second goal at the 14:42 mark of that second period, and it's really been all them for the last 5-6 minutes of the second. So the Colts need to find a way here early in the third to get the momentum back on their side.
Yes, they do. After, yes, like you said, the Tech Nation Thunder felt like they were pushing back in this hockey game. There's no doubt about that. And a couple of power plays in this game have been crucial. The Colts with one. Obviously, the Tech Nation Thunder with a massive one in this game as well. And it's a 3-2 game. It could go either way. So right now, it's all about taking care of your own end right now for the Mountain View Colts.
Yeah, absolutely. So the only penalties in that second period were on the Mountain View Colts. They took three of them, including two to their captain, Peyton Rothenbusch. You just can't have that. Peyton had a good long conversation with the officials at the end of that period as they were walking off or skating off going to the tunnel. He had a long conversation, so we'll see if that maybe turns the tide for them.
Back at it here at the DMC. It's the third period of play here between these two legendary North Division rivals. We're back at it as Parks will get a backhander towards the goal after that faceoff was won by Mountain View. They're attacking in the offensive zone. Looking for it is Biggin at the blue line. Looking to get the cycle game going with Richardson. Can't quite connect as Airdrie will find it first with Jobin. Now it's out. A little bit of room here to work with Manoyer. He gets stopped up at the blue line, though. Now Airdrie offside will have to check back through the neutral zone. That allows Blake Stoddard with a little bit of a breather to exit through Biggin. Kai Biggin's cross-ice feed will find Parks eventually. Now on the forehand, fires one towards goal, and bobbling it for a second was Larson, but he'll hang on.
Not a bad start for the Colts so far. They've had a couple of shots on goal. I think it was Parks that had a hot shot on the backhand there early on in this third period, just rifled it up and over the net, but they've been close here a couple of times.
Corbin Ray will dig in here for an offensive zone faceoff, trying to win this one back to his right-hand side. Will eventually get it for Rothenbusch, but that puck wouldn't want to sit down for him, so eventually he has to come back to the neutral zone and dump it back down. Checking up are the Colts, but with a little bit of room is Lucas to break it out. His pass too hot to handle there for his teammate, so a little bit of room for Rothenbusch. Now the Colts break out through neutral zone ice. It's Ray who takes it over the blue line and deep. Going after it is Aiden Saunders, left wing corner, battle for it. He digs it out himself on the forehand, a low shot and a big rebound for Bailey. And coming across to make a diving block there, I believe, was Barrett. Now behind the net, it's Bailey on the backhand, his feed all the way out to the point man. Eventually coming to the aid is Saunders, but coming away with it is Airdrie through the neutral zone. Quick up by Rothenbusch to try to get it back up the ice. So this is going to be an icing call against the Mountain View Colts.
It was Logan Pinoyer who made the dive across. That's the only reason the Mountain View Colts aren't up 4-2 right now. Logan Pinoyer is a huge body, really long kid, and he dove headlong across the crease to take away what was a wide open net. He took that puck somewhere in the sternum, and he's feeling it right now.
I'll have to file that play for later. We'll see how important that is. 18:31 to go here in the third. It's a one-goal game. Thunder and Colts. Defensive zone draw here coming up. It'll be Jay Heistead digging in for the Colts, and he's won it back. Bailey can't get there before Teganucci and his feet around the net once again as Airdrie looks to set up the forecheck now. Bit of a broken play as neither team can get a hold of it before eventually it trickles out. Barrett will find it first. His feet meant to spring his man up the ice, but that'll be an icing call against Airdrie.
Coming right back down again. Let's give a quick mention to the Tire Shop. They've got the team and the shop to suit all your tire needs and more. The Tire Shop, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts.
Logan Pinoyer's got some sort of issue now as he makes his way
off
the
ice. Had that shot block, and he's still hurting from that shot block, so down the tunnel he goes.
Going down the ice, and already with a short bench here is Airdrie, of course, 14 skaters both sides. And defensive zone draw here is won by Mountain View, so we'll start the attack, but rather it's Airdrie who quickly finds it, and now they'll break out through the neutral zone as Jobin looks to skate his way through center, almost cut his way across the Colts defenders there, but eventually it's turned up at the blue line, a battle for it right at the Colts bench. It's turned up. Labbe will find it first. His cross-ice feed for McDermott, and McDermott with a spring in his step will get it over the red line and deep. Onto the attack is Mountain View, but quickly in the breakout, it's Lucas. A cross-ice feed, a good one, and hits Pinoyer the other way. Damon Pinoyer going after it. A nice play there by McGinnis to intercept, and now it's up against the wall. Looking for it is Tanner Austin, who advances for Heistad. His pass through the middle, picked up again by Penoyer. He'll go back into the offensive zone. Out of the corner, stops up. It's Hartnell. Long shot from the half wall. That one didn't make it towards McGinnis. It's gathered now by Airdrie. Hartnell, high slot, fires one. That's blocked again. It's Heistad who stops it up. Now a battle as Hayden Parks is involved at the red line for it. He'll eventually chop it only as far as the Airdrie blue line, where Lucas will pick it up. Now a quick outlet is LeGranger. Kicked down. Now Biggin will pick it up in the neutral zone. Cross-ice feed finds Hayden Parks. Forehand carries it down low. Parks looking for it behind the Airdrie goal. Coming in is Kai Biggin on the forecheck as well. A couple of Colts involved as well as a couple of Airdrie Tech Mation Thunder players. Battle for it now. Biggin will dig it free. Still in the left-wing corner. Wraps it around the wall. Looks to go the opposite side where Cohen Richardson is. Richardson now on the forehand. Looks to get it deep. Airdrie doesn't like what they see up that lane, so they'll try back the other way, and now eventually will break it out only as far as their own blue line before Rothenbusch intercepts and sends it right back down low. Colts back onto the attack now. Down low is Richardson. Centering pass is intercepted here by Bailey. He'll keep the attack going. The offensive zone trickles towards the slot there. Both teams whacking away, but eventually it'll be Airdrie chopping it out first. Not enough for an icing call, however. Rothenbusch out of his own zone springs Wyatt Bailey. He's across the attacking blue line, quickly stripped of the puck, however. Turned up. It's now Bartlett who finds it. Neutral zone play, tries to advance it. Dishes off now. LeGranger has a little bit of room. Makes a bang pass. That's intercepted. Here's the Colts again through the neutral zone. Sloppy play on both sides. Eventually, Hayden Rothenbusch, the captain for the Colts, will just flutter it through the neutral zone. Batted down now. LeGranger will hold on. Barrett has a little bit of room to make a nice outlet pass and will connect now with Jobin. Jobin dances, dips, and doodles across the blue line. A little too many moves as he puts his man offside with 15 minutes and 40 seconds to play in this third.
So we've got Logan Penoyer coming back onto the ice now. His brother Damon Penoyer took an awkward hit in behind the Colts net and went back to the bench, and he was in a lot of pain, doubled over for a long time, but it looks like he's coming back out on the ice now too. So just in case the Penoyer's parents are maybe listening tonight to this broadcast, both boys are okay and back out on the ice.
Certainly eventful couple of minutes for those two, no doubt about it. Neutral zone draw is handled here by the Colts. They'll float it up through the neutral zone, and eventually it's going to be Kai Biggin giving chase into the attacking zone. And he'll leave it there for Aiden Saunders. Now off the half wall, tries to fire one towards goal. That's off a skate. Eventually, Airdrie will gather. A quick outlet is with Damon Penoyer. Penoyer will take it over the attacking blue line, will chip it down to the corner. Mitch McDermott's going to be there first. Reverses for Blake Stoddard. Looks to go up the wing for Bailey. Bailey stripped of the puck there. Penoyer on the attack. Now it's back with Bailey. His cross-ice feed is over and will connect for Aiden Saunders. Has a spring and a step on the forehand. Fires one on and scores! That's underneath the pad of Larson. Aiden Saunders got two, and the Colts are up two.
I'm not sure that Aiden Saunders knows how that went in, and I don't think Zach Larson knows how that went in either. Saunders down the short side with a lot of speed, and he just kind of fired it on net. But that's twice tonight that a puck has snuck in on the short side on Zach Larson. He's kind of been caught cheating off the post a little bit. The first goal scored by Aiden Saunders was catching the goaltender cheating off that left off the right post. That one, Aiden Saunders caught him cheating off the left post.
14:59 remains in this third period, and the Colts have restored their two-goal lead for the third time tonight. We'll see if they can hold on to it this time. It's the Colts off that center ice face-off. They've won possession, and will go back on the attack. Bailey picks up a helper on that one. So too does Blake Stoddard. Wyatt Bailey's got 2 points in this hockey game, if memory serves, at least. Taniguchi, meanwhile, in the neutral zone, is looking for it for Airdrie, looking to get back on the attack and answer back after going down two. Raznon has it right now in the neutral zone for Airdrie. His advance is intercepted by Jay Heistad, who in the neutral zone will send it right back in the Airdrie end. Now it's Brendan Lucas with a little bit of room to skate up with it for Airdrie. Gets upended there by Heistad. Thought there should have been a call, but we'll continue here 5-on-5. Airdrie out of their own zone. Raznon with the pressure on from Jay Heistad. He'll turn the puck over there, but quickly Airdrie will regroup and gather it once again. In the attacking zone, looking for it, there is Mountain View. It's Tanner Austin poking away. Now it's into the slot. Batting away there was Jay Heistad. Now back out, Taniguchi. Taniguchi through the neutral zone over the blue line. Slides it across. He's got a man. Chalmers, who gets caught up there, battling away are the Colts, and now it's Heistad looking to spring Tyson Ellis. That one just behind him, and that's going to be an icing call against Mountain View with 13:47 to go.
Well, that feels like a huge goal for Aiden Saunders at this point in the game when Airdrie had really kind of taken control of things after scoring their second. Saunders restoring the two-goal lead for Mountain View gives them all sorts of life here with about 13.5 to go in the third.
Attacking zone face-off here for Airdrie, down two goals in this one. Mountain View Colts getting waved down. This one is Tanner Austin, and looking to step in now is going to be Blake Stoddard. The point man is going to take this face-off, and he wins it for Mountain View. Gives a little bit of room for Jay Heistad, breaking out. Now connects with Tanner Austin, left wing side, will gain the zone, gets upended there by Hawk, but a battle for it now in the corner. Worked away by Airdrie, and they'll start up with it through their own zone. A good back check there by Kai Big, and he breaks it up, sends it back deep. Now Hawk on the backhand, floats it up the wing. Turned over again, but off a high stick, we'll have a faceoff coming up now. 13:24 to go in the third.
And again, the Colts just trying to keep the foot on the gas at this point and really keep that pace going in their direction. It feels like they're sort of moving downhill, north-south against Airdrie. Airdrie is just trying to hold on at this point.
Short rosters for both benches right now. Lots of guys seeing ice time right now. Colts just dressing four defensemen, one of which is Peyton Rothenbusch in possession now. Rothenbusch regularly a forward, of course. It's Barrett through the neutral zone who picks it up for Airdrie. It's Chalmers looking to break it into the offensive zone, but that's quickly turned up by Mountain View. Now out of the zone is Kai Big, and left wing side looks to make the move around his man. Can't do so. Pokes it into the corner, though. Going after it is Bartlett. Now he'll stop up for Richardson. A centering feed for Rothenbusch, and that's off a set of shin pads into the corner. Razon after it now for Airdrie. Looks to start the wheels and get it up the ice. We'll get it as far as the red line for Chalmers. Right wing side looks to center through the middle for Hartnell. That one is deflected. It's deflected away. Now coming away is the Mountain View Colts with James Bartlett. He'll make a couple of nifty moves in the neutral zone, but just floated into the attacking zone. Now an outlet pass through the middle, intended to spring Logan Pinoyer, and Pinoyer find it at the blue line, makes the move around Rothenbusch. Now in a whacking battle for that puck behind the net. That's going to draw the attention of the official here. We'll have a high sticking call coming up in a power play, but who's it going to go to?
Looking to see which box is opening. I think this is going against the Colts, but I'm not 100% sure at this point. Yeah, I think it's the Colts.
Yes, it will be the Colts. James Bartlett.
So somebody was going to, they could have gone offsetting on this one. They were both whacking away at each other, but it looks like Bartlett is going to be the one who's going to take the two.
Power play coming up here for Airdrie. They've got one power play goal already, and they get that one from the high slot. That was a good shot from Jobin and a better save by McGinnis.
Yeah, he's going to need to be tall here. Jordan McGinnis is going to play one of his best periods of hockey here. Colts need him in this third period.
1-for-3 on the power play are the Thunder, and after that faceoff one, it gets over the stick of Hawks, and now Grady Hawk has to go all the way back in his own zone and start the breakout here for Airdrie. On the man advantage, 1:45 to go on it. Right wing side here is Hartnell. Cuts across the blue line, still in possession on the forehand, dishes off for Hawk. Now Hawk looks to get it back for Hartnell, a centering pass into the slot. That one is deflected just wide. Quickly found by the Colts. They find an outlet and sent down the ice as the Colts will look for a change here on the PK. Coming across is Aiden Saunders and Corbin Ray on the offensive side of it. Quick outlet here from Airdrie is up the wall. Coming across is Mitch McDermott. He intercepts, and now it's Aiden Saunders shorthanded in a one-on-two opportunity. Fires one from the high slot. That one's deflected up and out of play. A minute 11 remains on this power play for Airdrie. 11:38 in the third.
Yeah, huge kill here as the Colts finally started to get some momentum back, scored the fourth goal to restore their two-goal lead, and had all the momentum until this Bartlett high sticking call. So now it's just a matter of killing off this penalty, a minute 11 to go.
Ray loses this offensive zone draw. That'll give room for Damon Pinoyer to have some opportunity to skate with it. Dishes off for LeGranger. LeGranger now right wing side for Logan Pinoyer, who takes it into the attacking zone. Pinoyer now on the backhand behind the Colts' end, now ramps around out to the point for LeGranger. LeGranger dishes off for Pinoyer. Pinoyer back to LeGranger on the one-timer. A riser goes up and over. Stays in play, however. Lucas will hold the zone, but it's quickly bumped off his stick as pushing that puck forward was Mountain View Colts. Saunders, the lone attacker in the offensive zone on this PK. About 30 seconds of power play time remains for Airdrie. Long pass up the gut there for Penoyer. He'll dish off for his brother. That's Logan now. Back to Damon. Cross ice feed across for Terpstra. Now Terpstra takes a bump into the corner there. It's Lave who'll find it on the backhand. Can't escape the zone as LeGrandier holds it in, and the attack continues here for Airdrie. 15 seconds of power play time remaining as LeGrandier has it again at the point. Winds a wrister on, and that one finds a hole through. And it's a 4-3 hockey game, the second power play goal of the evening for Airdrie.
You could just feel that things were not going the Colts' way as Airdrie cycled that puck with ease, got it back to the point, and fired an absolute bullet low through a series of legs. I think it may have even redirected. It looked like it kind of skipped between the legs of Jordan McGinnis. So a tough one. Not really his fault there. That one finds the five hole.
Yeah, I believe Damon Penoyer is going to get credit for this goal. So I think you're right, Corey. I think it might have taken a deflection off that point shot from LeGrandier, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered for the Airdrie Techmation Thunder. They needed a power play goal. They've got it 2-for-4 on the evening, and again, it's a one-goal game, 4-3 at the DMC. That is the third two-goal lead the Colts have seen squander tonight. Jobin has it in the neutral zone. He chops it down low. Going after it is Blake Stoddard. He'll wrap it around the wall for Jay Heistead. Heistead in the battle against Hawk. Hawk wins that one, pushes it down low. Blake Stoddard now tasked to break it out up against two Techmation Thunder players, and eventually it's dug away. Coming away with it is Tyson Ellis. Ellis, neutral zone play, will chop it down low. Going after it is Jay Heistead on the attack. Forechecking pressure here as Ellis comes to his aid. Colts still in possession. Austin digs it away. A centering pass intended for Ellis at the slot. Couldn't quite connect there as picking up this puck is the Thunder. Now loose puck in front. Poking away at it is Ellis right in the slot. Actually tripped up his man. That won't draw a call, however. Now in a battle again, he upends his man. Again, that won't draw a call. So Colts probably getting away with a couple on that one. And eventually Airdrie finds it. They send it the length of the ice. 9:37 remains in this third.
Yeah, the Colts definitely not doing themselves any favors. They've been a few chippy moments here where they could have definitely been called. And again, they did take the one high sticking call. After Airdrie took two penalties in the first period, there have been four straight to the Mountain View Colts.
Two power play goals as well for the Thunder tonight, and it is a 4-3 hockey game with the DMC. The Colts hanging on here in the attacking zone as Cohen Richardson in possession for Mountain View up against his man in Hawk, but won that battle. Richardson pulls it out of the corner, now dishes off for Parks. A centering pass through the slot intended for a redirection from Biggin. Didn't have a stick on the ice there as the Thunder will find it. They send it up the length of the ice. Jobin had an opportunity to get around his man, but he's out of gas. Has to get off for a change here. That'll give some room for Bartlett to break it out. His long feed connects to the red line there for Parks, who's in a battle with his man for it now. Loose puck in the neutral zone, gathered down by Mountain View. It's Peyton Rothenbusch, Kai Biggin, centering pass, a good one for Cohen Richardson. Richardson just stomped up as that puck didn't want to settle down for him, otherwise he would have been away to the races, but makes a nice shifty move around his man. Richardson down to the corner for Parks. Back out now for McDermott, who fires one on. Big rebound there for Richardson, and a great save made by Zachary Larson.
Two huge saves for Zach Larson. The initial shot got redirected on the way through, and he had to change directions as he was moving through the crease. Made the initial save, then a rebound comes out, and he stopped the second one as well. Great lateral movement from Zach Larson to keep the Airdrie Thunder in this one, and still a one-goal game as we hit the media timeout at 8:41.
8:41 does indeed remain in this third period, and no lead is safe right now for the Mountain View Colts. They've given up three two-goal leads now in this hockey game.
The momentum shifts are palpable. You can feel it in this game, and it was all Airdrie the last 5 minutes of the second period. Then Mountain View got it back on that Aiden Saunders goal, and it felt like everything was going Mountain View's way. Airdrie had a couple of players get injured, and it felt like, okay, maybe they're starting to fade out here. The Colts have got the legs, and this is going to go. They score on yet another power play opportunity, and all of a sudden, Airdrie's back in this, where they were looking like maybe they didn't have a lot of life left in the legs. Now they've got that jump. You really see that extra step as Airdrie is starting to really skate with the Mountain View Colts. So a one-goal game, you know that the Thunder can taste this one and know that this is there for the taking.
It absolutely is right there. And, of course, you'll think back to that
October 20th
date where the Thunder won 4-2 in Airdrie over the Mountain View Colts. one and only meeting so far this season.
And earlier in this period, that huge shot block by Pinoyer. Don't forget about that if this one remains tight.
It is still a one-goal hockey game. Briefly taking the two-goal lead was Mountain View, but back at it is Airdrie. They have possession as well. Here comes Chalmers. Right wing side. Dishes off into the slot. Pinoyer had it, but it's quickly poked off his stick by Wyatt Bailey. Bailey wraps it around the wall now. Picking up is Aiden Saunders. Looking to spring Bailey here as he gets a step around his man. He's in the neutral zone already awaiting the pass. Doesn't get to him, however, is intercepting and picking up is Pinoyer. Over the blue line he comes. Damon bats it forward, gets it into the offensive corner, but getting there first is McDermott. Now the Colts will look to break it out. Cross ice feed. Checking up now is Bailey. Bailey now centering pass intended for Saunders. Saunders did get the touch on that. Won't be an icing call. And now leaving it there is Larson for his defender, Lucas. Brendan Lucas starts up with it for Airdrie. Nice feed out of the zone. Logan Pinoyer races after a neutral zone play. Poked off his stick by Blake Stoddard. Looking for it was Heistad. Couldn't get there quickly as LeGranger is going to float one towards Jordan McGinnis. Big rebound in the slot. Leaving it there was Stoddard, and that was a dangerous look, but wide of the target. A long point shot is blocked down by Stoddard. Now he'll pick it up and skate it out himself. Has pressure from two Thunder players, skating it up offside with Saunders. He'll have to check back and go back the other way, but Airdrie has it first. Now attacking into the offensive zone. They come with Jobin. His long shot is wide of the target. Airdrie remains in possession as LeGranger winds, fires. That one is just wide. Battle for it now behind the Mountain View goal. Both teams digging away. Labbe is looking for it. So too is Heistad, who digs it up and comes away with it now. Left wing side with speed. Works his way across center. We'll look to get the attack going on the backhand. Cycles it down low for Austin. Austin takes a bump there. Left it there for Heistad, who overskates it. Finding it first is Airdrie. They're going to send it down the ice now. An icing call against Airdrie with 6:48 to go.
And the Mountain View Colts with a 4-3 lead in this game. But boy, it really feels like Airdrie's just got all the momentum in this game right now. They're taking it to the Colts. But the Colts have got an offensive zone faceoff. This is big right now. If you can get possession of this puck and cycle it around a bit.
The Colts rookie Cohen Richardson digging in to take this draw. It's a 50-50, eventually won away by Airdrie as Chalmers will get to it first on the backhand. Looks to spring his man. That's going to be an icing call, however, back-to-back against Airdrie.
And Airdrie's going to keep the same line out there. Got to be starting to get tired now. They've been out for a while. And we're going to redo this one again, I think, down to the glove side of the goaltender, Zach Larson.
It will be once again Cohen Richardson digging in for it. It's going to be Hayden Parks to his left, Kai Biggin to his right. Offensive zone draw, one back by Richardson. The point man's Rothenbusch, whose skipper is deflected aside by Zachary Larson. A good pad save there as the battle out of the corner is won by Airdrie. Centering pass into the neutral zone, picked up there. A little bit of room for Chalmers to navigate. Eventually he's stripped of the puck as Richardson dishes for Biggin. Back to Richardson, right wing side, fires one towards goal. Steered aside by Larson. Picking up the rebound here is Lucas, who wraps around the goal. Now up the wall for Parks, who holds it in and sends it to the opposite corner. A big bump there from Cohen Richardson finishing his check, but meanwhile it is Airdrie in possession as Damon Pinoyer will advance it looking for his brother Logan. Pinoyer will hold the blue line. That's Damon back to Logan. Now down low, a shifty move in the slot, and that one I think was poked aside there by McGinnis. Now a battle for it in the neutral zone. Looking for the puck is Richardson. It's Kai Biggin looking to spring him, does so successfully over the blue line. Airdrie thought that could have been offside. It's Richardson in possession, offensive zone. Forehand, the centering pass here for Bailey. Strips around his man, and then it's a backhander up and over. Good chance there for Bailey. Now a shot from the point, redirected in the slot. It's a bouncing puck settled down by Bailey. Tried to pull the trigger, fanned on that one. It's sent down low in the corner. Digging away now is Aiden Saunders on the forehand. Backhand now, tried to get it to Bailey. Bailey now works his way around his man. A sharp angle shot steered aside by Larson. Still a battle for it there as Bailey has won possession again. Now Bailey in a battle, left wing corner. Bailey, the Airdrie native, up against Barrett, I believe, there, as that is now Razon looking to get it up the wing. Eventually, Airdrie will find it with Logan Pinoyer. He'll, at the end of his shift, just softly dump it down low. We've got less than 5 minutes to go now at the DMC. Here's Blake Stoddard through the middle, intercepted there by Airdrie. The touch-up, it's going to be an offside call against the Thunder with 4:48 remaining here at the DMC.
Wild game here at the Didsbury Memorial Complex. Back and forth we go, but with 4:48 to go, I want to mention Didsbury Value Drug Mart. They carry a great selection of travel products. Talk to one of their pharmacists about destination-specific vaccines, medicines, and other information too. It's Didsbury Value Drug Mart.
5-on-5 action continues here at the Didsbury Memorial Complex. Less than 5 minutes to go in what's been a barn burner so far between the Thunder and the Colts. Out of that neutral zone faceoff, the Colts do eventually have possession. Now it's the captain, Peyton Rothenbusch, starts up from behind his own goal. Works his way to the neutral zone. Bit of good passing there from the Colts. It's Corbin Ray who will be on the receiving end of it. Fires a shot well wide of the target. Picking it up there is Bartlett to hold the zone. Looking for a redirection there from Ray. Ray finds it at the slot. Spins, fires. That's blocked. That one looks to have stung a Thunder player here. Is now out of possession is Bartlett. Tries to go back down low for Saunders. Saunders dishes across for Wyatt Bailey. Bailey on the forehand. A big one-timer blast from Bartlett, and that is steered aside by Larson. Colts remain in possession as Rothenbusch gets across. Another one-timer well wide. This one is going to be picked up by Wyatt Bailey. Bailey now shifts around his man looking for a cross-ice feed, and that one is hit by a stick of LeGranger, who takes a big bump on his man Bartlett. Gives his man an extra shot as well, but the Colts skating away from that one, and they have possession. They'll get it back in the offensive zone. Jay Heistead, the lone forechecker right now for Mountain View. It's Airdrie working their way up for it. This pass out of the reach of Hartnell. Now going back for it is Mitch McDermott, who will fire it off the glass. It's behind LeGranger, but the Colts will find it. It's Blake Stoddard who will float it through the neutral zone. A nifty play to spring Tanner Austin on the forehand. Fires it wide of the target. Nice heads-up play by Stoddard. Now Stoddard in the attacking zone. Holds it down low. Left wing side. Eventually stripped away, and now Airdrie has it. Through center ice, they work with it. It's Jay Heistead on the backhand this time to poke it away, and he's one possession back for Mountain View. Now he's got Zane Labbe, left wing side. Labbe looks to make the move around his man, takes a bump, but the puck is behind the Airdrie goal. Thunder looking for it, so too are the Colts now, as LeGranger, end of his shift on the backhand, will center this one forward. Terpstra will take it down low, battle for it. Colts Mitch McDermott, a nice defensive play to angle his man off there. It's Tanner Austin now charged to break out with it. A little bit of a board battle there. Austin digging for it. Labbe is as well, but the Thunder win it first. A centering pass intercepted by Heistead. He'll work it down. Gains the red line. Uses his feet to make the play. Now with 2 minutes and 30 seconds, the Colts will get a wholesale change. Thunder going to look to pull the goalie here. Any moment you got to think. It's Zach Larson here. As up the ice comes Logan Penoyer. He's bumped off. A good defensive play by the Colts, but eventually getting there is Barrett to hold the line. Thunder keep the attack going now. Damon Penoyer chops it down low, starting a cycle, looking for Logan, back out for Damon, and Damon fires one, takes a redirection up and out of play. We'll have a whistle in the attacking zone for Airdrie with 2:04 remaining.
It's a good shot block there for the Colts, who have played a really good last probably 5 minutes of this period. They were pouring it on to Airdrie, and now Airdrie started to come back a little bit in this one. And again, we've got this offensive zone faceoff down low, and I believe there's going to be a timeout called here.
Time
Airdrie's calling a timeout and going to try and dial something up. I don't know if they might pull the goaltender here with 2:04 to go in an offensive zone faceoff. I'm not entirely sure. It doesn't look like it, eh? It doesn't look like he's staying off. He's going to just come out there and be a part of the conversation. So at any rate, Airdrie going to dial something up here with just 2:04 to go, and the Colts leading this one 4-3. But by no means does this feel like the Colts have got this game. Like, it's just anything could happen at this point.
It's going to be a long 2 minutes. There's no doubt about that. 2:04 on the board.
Can't say enough about Mitch McDermott and back-to-back plays that he made. There were two rushes by Airdrie, and he was out there for a long shift, and he made a phenomenal little stick check. It's just a small little play to get a stick in a lane and keep the puck away, but twice Airdrie was rushing with numbers, had a 3-on-2, and McDermott played his man so well. Just got a stick in there to knock the puck away. Otherwise, could have been a great scoring opportunity for Airdrie.
It's the defensive zone draw coming up. This one is going to be the right of Jordan McGinnis. Task to take it is the rookie, Cohen Richardson, on his back end. He's flanked by the captain, Peyton Rothenbusch, who is going to get to this puck first. Wrapping around the wall, looking for Heistead. Parks is in there as well as Looks like Kai Biggin, who eventually will dig that free, now advances for Richardson. Richardson looking for Parks there, and that pass just broken up by Airdrie. Otherwise, it would have been a clean 2-on-1. Now back is Airdrie with Hawk. Stopped up at the blue line, looking to set things up for Jobin. A nice poke check there by Hayden Parks. He's won himself a 2-on-0. It's Parks with Biggin. Parks fires one, and it's steered aside by Larson. Good pad save made as Airdrie will look to pick it up. Quickly turned over in the neutral zone, picking up is Bartlett. Cross ice feed, poking it forward again as Parks makes a nice move around his man. Fires one on again and again. It's a pad save made by Zach Larson. This time he hangs on for the whistle with a minute and 20 seconds to go.
Back-to-back rushes. The Colts have had a 2-on-0 and then a partial breakaway. And Zach Larson comes away with three saves out of that to keep his team in this game.
Unbelievable stuff there from the Colts looking to ice this thing. Now it's Corbin Ray. Offensive zone faceoff on the back end. Wins this one cleanly back to Mitch McDermott. Looks to go into the corner with it. Quickly intercepted by Airdrie. But a good defensive play made there by the Colts to prevent the Colts, or rather the Thunder, from gaining the blue line. And this time, Thunder aimlessly send one through the middle. This will be an icing call coming up against Airdrie. 1:06 to go.
That's a big one. Is Airdrie trying to get the goaltender out of the net with just over a minute to go here? And really, the icing was the exact opposite of what they needed there. Needed to get a touch on that one.
Big offensive zone draw here. It's Wyatt Bailey digging in on his backhand. A little squirt into the wing where Grady Hawk is going to win it back for Airdrie now with some room to break out with it. We'll keep an eye on Larson here as Airdrie does gain the attacking blue line. Terpisar immediately stripped of it by Aiden Saunders, who plays it off the glass. Escapes the zone, and the Colts will ice this one. There will be a...
That's icing for sure.
Well, there's an argument here that Bailey might have won this foot race, as the officials, I think, might agree. It's stripes pointing towards...
Yeah, they're putting it to center. That means that they've made a mistake, so they're going to... bring this one out. Yeah, that's unfortunate, but at least it didn't go all the way back down the other way.
Pretty fortunate for the Colts, there's no doubt about that.
They were just ready to call that an icing and weren't expecting Bailey to come flying out of nowhere.
That's a good foot race there from Wyatt Bailey to prevent that icing call. It's actually a massive play here in a one-goal game. And after that faceoff won by the Colts, it's McDermott who gains the red line. It's up and out of play, so we'll see where this faceoff comes now.
Yeah, again, Airdrie's trying to get the goaltender out of the net. There's only 44 seconds left, and they haven't been able to get the puck out of the zone long enough to get the goalie out.
And they gained the blue line for all but 3 seconds before the Colts sent it back to the neutral zone. And now on the neutral zone faceoff, it's one forward here by Richardson. Fires one on, blocker to side by Larson. A dangerous-looking shot there. Thunder will try to break it out quickly, but a steer back the other way, and this time Parks is going to be the victim of these low rafters here. We'll have another neutral zone faceoff.
But again, staying deep enough toward the Airdrie end that they just cannot get the goaltender out. They're running out of time. Only 34 seconds left to go.
Clock quickly becoming the enemy here for the Thunder. We've fought back now a couple of times, down 2 goals to force it to a 1-goal game. We'll see if they can tie things up now. Less than 30 seconds to play at the DMC as the Colts have won things forward in the attacking zone. Biggin looking to kill off the remaining time on this clock with the forecheck, but eventually Hawk digs it away for Airdrie, and now we'll have a lane up the ice through the neutral zone on the backhand, looking to make a play towards the goal. Wraps his way around the Mountain View net. It's stripped eventually by Richardson, who wraps it around the wall himself. This time it rides up and out of play, so a face-off coming up. 9.3 remains on the scoreboard here. It's a 4-3 lead for Mountain View.
Yeah, this is a massive face-off for Airdrie. Absolutely has to be a win. I don't know that you need to get the shot right off the face-off, but you have to have possession.
Caden Hartnell in the center dot up against Cohen Richardson. This time the Colts rookie will leave it there for Rothenbusch, who makes the play off the glass. Won't be enough to hit the empty net, but the Colts will hang on for a 4-3 win here at the Didsbury Memorial Complex over their arch rival, the Airdrie Techmation Thunder. What a thriller, and we'll be back to recap everything you've heard tonight from the DMC. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anchor Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.